From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Taliban have lost contact with Osama bin Laden and don't know where he is. That's according to a spokesman for Taliban leader Mullah Mohammed Omar. The spokesman, who traveled from Kandahar to speak to journalists near the Pakistani border today, insisted that the Taliban will fight to maintain control of their southern stronghold. NPR's Sarah Chase reports now from Spin Boldock in southern Afghanistan.
Speaking in measured English, 25-year-old Tayyib Agha answered the questions of more than 100 foreign journalists. They were invited here by the hardline faction of what appears to be a splintering Taliban movement. Agha said the whole point of the invitation was to demonstrate to the world that reports Kandahar might be turned over are just propaganda. Taliban forces have decided to stand and defend those provinces they still control, he insisted.
We will try our best, and we will defend our nation, and we will defend our religion until we are alive, and we will not give any chance to anybody to disturb our Islamic rule in Kandahar and other surrounding provinces.
Agha said people here asked the Taliban to stay and fight for fear of chaos and looting, such as that reported from Mazar-e-Sharif and Kabul after the Northern Alliance took control. But tribal leaders who say they're participating in talks insist a process is underway for the peaceful handover of Kandahar, with only a small faction of fighters close to Mullah Mohammed Omar opposed to the prospect. Haji Bashar, a Taliban ally seen as a likely follow-on mayor of Kandahar, says talks there are temporarily on hold until a solution is reached for the northern city of Kunduz. The bulk of the Taliban forces are besieged there and are trying to obtain safe passage from the Northern Alliance. Asked when he last saw Osama bin Laden, spokesman Tayyib Agha claimed the Taliban have lost contact with him and don't even know how many Al-Qaeda fighters remain in the country or where they are.
Actually, they have secret life. Everybody cannot see him. There were special channels to contact him. So for the time being, we have no any communication with him.
Despite the bravura of Taliban officials here, there is clear evidence that their authority over even this region, where they first emerged, has weakened. For Afghans who haven't been here in a few months, one of the most striking signs is the crowd of gawkers that keeps climbing the wall around this compound to stare at the exotic sight of a crowd of foreign journalists and their tents and satellite dishes. In the old days, say locals, one order from the Taliban would be enough to scare the crowd away for good. But people don't fear the Taliban anymore, they say. The journalists are not allowed to leave the compound, the Taliban say, because the reporters' safety can't be guaranteed. So, to get a contrasting view, correspondents have to spirit locals in and interview them in a private corner or a tent over the sound of generators. Qari Abdul Malik, a Taliban lieutenant who commands 20 fighters, voices some unexpected criticism. The Taliban made some mistakes, in particular by not making more use of the traditional Loya Jirga, or tribal assembly, to allow the people more participation in their government.
What I think the mistake of Taliban in this regard was, if they accepted Loya Jirga, there won't be some conflicts among them and they would be united.
Like many people in this southern border town, Qari Abdul Malik fears the inevitable change in regime will be accompanied by fighting among local tribes to regain power lost 7 years ago to the Taliban. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Spin Boldock, southern Afghanistan.